Good morning. How's everyone? Good, good. Good to see you all. It's been a little bit, but it's always good to be here together with you. How many of you know how to say, I love you in many languages? How do you say, I love you in German? Some of them looking at you may know, Ich liebe dich. That's how you say it in German. Ich liebe dich. Are any of you French? Any of you ever lived in France? How do you say, I love you in French? Yay, TME. How about, have any of you ever lived in Rome or in Italy? How do you say, I love you in Italian? Anyone know? No one knows? Do you really know? How do you say, I love you in Italian? Ti amo. Go ahead and say it. Ti amo. Ti amo. Yeah, you speak Italian. How about in Spanish? Any of you have a Spanish class right now? How do you say I love you in Spanish? Very close. Te amo. Te amo. And lastly, how do you say I love you in this language? What language is that? What is it? You all speak English, do you really? That's amazing. Let's say it together. I love you. One more time. Say it together. You know, it's really easy to say, I love you, but the...
I love you.
Well, thank you. I love you too. And that's easy to say, isn't it? But here's the problem. A lot of people say, I love you, but they don't show that they love anyone. Jesus told us that he loves us. And then Jesus proved it. How did Jesus prove his love for us? Samara? He died on the cross. Jesus told us that in his love for us, he would go to the cross and he would die for us. And then on the third day, he would... He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Very good. Yeah, he has risen. So Jesus says that he loved us, and he proved it by doing and by showing us that he loves us. So therefore, when you say you love mom and dad, and then you don't do what they ask you to do you really love mom and dad? No. No. When you say that you love mom and dad and they ask you, will you please clean your room, and you don't do it, that's not loving mom and dad. When we say we love someone, we will want to do something for them. We will want to please them. We will want to make them happy. When people in the church say they love Jesus, but then they never come to church, do they really love Jesus? No. No. Jesus proved to us that he loves us by doing, by fulfilling his words, by keeping his promise to us. Now, I know that we're all sinners, and sometimes we'll say we love someone, but in our sin, we fail to do what they ask us to do. That's because we're all sinners. But thanks be to Jesus. What has Jesus done with our sin? What has Jesus done with our sin, Owen? He has taken it away by the shedding of his most holy and precious blood. There again, he shows us that he loves us. So my dear little friends, remember, when you say you love mom and dad, remember that they are just not words. They must be actions. They must be actions. They must be fulfilled. You must do what you say. Mom and dad, I love you. Therefore, I'll do what you ask me to do. Just like Jesus. Jesus says that he loved us, that he did. He did what he said he would do. Evan, you have a question. Very good. That means you love mom and dad. Very good. Okay, let's close with a word of prayer, and then you're all going to do some singing, aren't you? Let's close. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads, and we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us. Oh, Lord, we thank you for taking away our sins. For, Lord, we say that we love you, but then we fail to worship you. We fail to do those things which you tell us to do. We fail to come to your altar. We fail to receive your body and blood. We fail, O Lord, to confess our sins. Lord, forgive us of our sins. For we know that you love us. For we know that you have died for us and that you're coming again for us. O Lord, teach us how to love. And teach us, O Lord, to love you and to continue to love our parents and our grandparents and all our fellow Christians. Lord Jesus, we pray this in your most holy name. Amen.